bridge divides and foster unity through balanced, unbiased political news and insightful discussions that connect us all. My name's Joshua Watkins, and in this episode, we are focusing on the recent comments made by Republican vice presidential nominee Senator J.D. Vance regarding individuals without children. We will also discuss how Vance's perspective on parenthood has influenced his political rhetoric and what this might mean for the coming election cycle. Let's dive right into it. Vance's views on individuals without children made headlines recently thanks to a review by CNN's Kay File. The report highlighted some of Vance's more controversial remarks, including his labeling of Democratic leaders as childless sociopaths. These comments stem from Vance's belief that childless professionals, particularly those in positions of power, contribute to a less stable and more sociopathic society. Perhaps you might remember these eye-catching remarks from a November 2020 podcast. These statements took on renewed significance and controversy as Vance's political star rose. Since then, there has been an influx of public response and debate, especially on social media, about these controversial viewpoints. Intriguingly, rather than back down from these controversial statements, the Vance campaign has chosen to double down in a series of fundraising emails. One such email focal point portrayed his strong disapproval of individuals without a direct stake in the future, such as children. The email suggested such people should not be in the position to make weighty decisions for families and children. The narrative being spun here is quite clear. According to Vance, those without kids are disconnected from society's core fabric and consequently unfit for leadership. However, amid the tidal wave of criticism, Vance attempted to clarify his statements. During an appearance on the Megyn Kelly podcast, he termed his comments as sarcastic and cheekily added that he has nothing against cats. Vance clarified that his critique was not directed towards individuals without children, but rather was a pointed jab at what he sees as an anti-family agenda among Democratic leaders. But a closer examination of Vance's public addresses reveals a pattern. Vance consistently ties the absence of parenthood and societal issues together. He has often argued that becoming a parent fosters stability and a sense of community, rooting individuals to their surroundings. This suggests that Vance believes having children makes individuals more committed to their communities, families, and the nation as a whole. As the election cycle continues, the nuances and implications of Vance's remarks are likely to be a recurring theme. Debate among voters and analysts alike will revolve around how these views resonate with the electorate and how they mold the unfolding campaign narrative. For now, we'll have to wait and see how these dynamics unfold in real time. Just as now, Informed Voices with Joshua Watkins, your guidepost to the ever-evolving political landscape. Don't forget to check the show notes for links to articles and other material relevant to today's episode. As always, stay informed, stay engaged, and let's keep the conversation going.